Soul of my Savior, sanctify my breast. Body of Christ, be thou my saving guest. Blood of my Savior, bathe me in thy tide. Wash me in waters streaming from his side. Strength and protection, may his passion be. Jesus, hear and answer me. Deep in thy wounds, Lord, hide and shelter me. So shall I never, never part from thee.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and sisters, today is the third Sunday of Easter year A. Our first reading this Sunday is taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14, 22 to 33. Our psalm for this Sunday is taken from Psalm 15 or 16, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. Our gospel reading is taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday, my brothers and sisters, is the pathways. Yes, the pathways. My brothers and sisters, it is clear to us as children of God that there are two pathways before us. The first pathway, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 35, verse 8, and the author of the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 17, referred to it as the highway of holiness, or the highway of uprightness. The highway of holiness or uprightness traveled only by those who guard and protect their life. The fools will not stray unto it, and the unclean shall not pass over it. Why? Because, as Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 14, that pathway is narrow and its gate is small. Hence, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, to the ungodly, that pathway does not seem it right. In other words, the second pathway seem it right to them because it is a highway. Hence, there are no stop signs, no speed limits, and nobody is going slow, and nobody is going to slow us down, and nobody is going to mess us around on that pathway, the second pathway. But it is important we note that that pathway ends in a valley of tears. Unfortunately, that pathway attracts the confused, who seek not wisdom, the disappointed, who fail to comprehend the word of God, and the lost, who have made a covenant with death and turned away from the city of the New Jerusalem. Although the two disciples on the road to Emmaus into this gospel had turned their backs against Jerusalem, they had no covenant with death, for they had journeyed with Christ before his death. They had witnessed his prophetic character and mighty works, and had hoped to experience his redeeming power. But Jesus' crucifixion shook their faith because they could not relate his death to our salvation. Hence, they lost faith and hope, hope embedded in the scriptures. And in confusion and disbelief, they gradually strayed onto the pathway of tears. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. But Jesus, who promised in John's Gospel chapter 17, verse 12, that none would be lost, none of his disciples would be lost, stopped the descent of his disciples into the valley of unbelief. And what did he do? He listened to them. Psalm 34, verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are inclined to their cry. Yes, although the two disciples had slidden into the valley of unbelief, Jesus retaught them the scripture about the Messiah. He opened their eyes and restored their faith at the breaking of bread. He restored their faith at the breaking of bread. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it is important we note that Jesus has not and will not abandon his own. He has not and will not abandon you. He has not and will not abandon us during this moment of tears. Job chapter 36 verse 7 says, his eyes are on us. Yahweh's eyes are on the righteous. Jesus has promised us by extension that we will not be lost except the one who desires to remain in ignorance and unbelief. Psalm 37 verse 24 says, though we fall, we will not be overwhelmed, for the Lord is holding our hands. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, the Lord is holding your hand. He has ended our exile at Emmaus. And he is now, this moment, as you listen to his word, he is accompanying you, us, back to the pathway that leads to faith and life. Like the prophet Samuel, let us say to Jesus, lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Your servant is following. May the Lord bless you as you tread on the path that leads to life. During your moments of pains, may the Lord comfort you. During your moments of tears, may the Lord come to wipe away your tears. Do not abandon the path of God, for the Lord will never abandon you. And that is my prayer for us this period. May he bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Logo ti yode olubala aye eleto logo ti jesu de olubala. Logo ti yode olubala laye mi leto.